Veteran kicker Josh Scobie traded to the Steelers. What surfaced as reports this morning has now become official. The 12th-year kicker is headed to Pittsburgh. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. Big news this morning out of Jacksonville. Josh Scobie traded to the Steelers in exchange for a 6th-round pick in next year's NFL draft. The Steelers badly needed a kicker. They've had a couple of injuries in this preseason. Remember, Scobie, the 12th-year pro, came to the Jaguars as a 5th-round pick back in 2004. But for now, it's time to turn the page to first-year kicker Jason Myers. He's out of Marist College, and Jag scouts found him at a kicking showcase in Mobile the week before the Senior Bowl. And what seemed like an afterthought before certainly isn't anymore. Myers is the Jaguars' kicker.
He's been very good, very solid, consistent. His demeanor is, nothing really rattles him. He's been very good, very good.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Let's get right to it. The Scobie trade. Are you surprised by this?
Well, yes, because you're always surprised when a guy who's been around, a 12-year guy, been very reliable. At the same time, Jason Myers has looked very, very good. He looked good in scrimmage. He's looked good whenever he's been in the game. He's got a lot of leg talent. He kicks the ball a long way, and he's been accurate. So a little bit of a risk, because you're letting go of a guy who's been very reliable for you for a long time. But in terms of the future, in terms of what this guy might be, impressive stuff, and it looks like he has a bright future.
You said leg talent. We haven't heard that one in a while around here. But a big leg, a big stage for him now, too.
Well, yeah, and he now has to prove that he can do it. Josh Scobie, fans will remember him because he was clutch. He hit the big kicks at the big time. And at some point, that head coach has to have the confidence to turn to the guy and say, go win it from 48 yards. There's 5 seconds left in the game. Until you do it, you haven't done it. At some point, he's going to have to do it.
For Scobie, fans are taking this a little bit hard. He was a fan favorite out in the community a lot on social media, made a lot of big kicks, as you said. This is a tough one for fans to take.
Well, and it should be. I mean, that's what sports, the NFL, football is all about. You fall in love as a fan with the guys who get it done for you. And Josh is an incredibly easy guy to like. I've joked with him on Jaguars.com about a rivalry or whatever. But that's part of the allure and the appeal of Josh. Mm-hmm. What a great guy. And easy for fans to approach, easy for fans to like. He's had big kicks. At some point, you have to move on. These are always tough days for the fans, but he's not going to be forgotten. But it's hard to argue this move based on the timing, based on the point in their career where both of them are. Tough day, though.
Let's move on to another great guy, Blake Bortles. He spoke with the media today, the Jaguars quarterback, talking about his progression going into his second season. And things, because of that experience last year, are a little bit easier this time around.
You've seen more. You know, so you've seen things before rather than, you know, last year you're seeing stuff for the first time, I think, a little bit, and I'll still see things for the first time this year. But you have a little bit more, of a memory bank.
Well, the experience is one thing, John, but physically a little different this year, too.
Well, and Blake talked some today. There's been a lot of news about him having the dead arm last year and the arm fatigue. And he said today a lot of that was because you don't take a break throwing from college, you know, essentially May, June, until you're done with the draft and you're into OTA. So you're really not done and you're going through the season. He said his arm feels night and day different right now. The schedule that he kept, all the work that he did in the off season, he got a break early. He said that schedule is held up. He feels fine. He doesn't anticipate that being an issue this year.
And the most important part, he just keeps getting better each time out.
Well, I got to tell you, he's looked better than I imagined he could have through 3 games. So we'll see.
It's preseason week 4. Jaguars are back on the practice field tomorrow morning. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. And that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.